Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. We'll read verses 161 through 168 together. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying. Thy law also do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Lord, last night as we lay down to go to bed, the influence of our church had begun around the world. Our missionaries on the other side of the globe were starting their services and seeing people saved. Through the night as we slept, they were working. Now, Lord, as they are finishing their day, our work here begins. And yet, you're the same God. You love us as much as you love them. For some reason, you've seemed to hover upon this property for these many years. Lord, we need you again. Father, please fill our preacher with your power again. Lord, use him. We want to do as much for you as we can, and you've used him thus far to help us. God, do it again. Father, please be with us. May we get from today what we need. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning is a very special day to me. If you're a visitor in our congregation, I surely appreciate your coming. I'll do something just a little bit different today. Would you please pardon us, if you could, while we bask in God's blessing for a little while. Today I celebrate the 7th anniversary of being the pastor of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. If you're a visitor, if you're looking for a church, I might say you might listen in so you can hear what's happened in the last 7 years, because it is indicative of what's going to happen in the next 7 years. If you've ever heard of the
Brother Owens, if the devil attacks your church, I'm about to tell you some of the reasons why the devil would attack our church.
And, you know, the truth be known, the devil's not supposed to be happy with churches. And so as a result of that, obviously, the devil's going to give a church a hard time. If the devil's not giving a church a hard time, I'd wonder if the church is giving the devil a hard time. And so, I call this sermon, 7 Wonderful Years. Earlier, we read together from Psalm 119. We read verses 161 to 168. I want to give you a key verse here in this passage of Scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 164, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Here, David said, 7 times a day do I praise thee. This is our 7th anniversary. It's my 7th year anniversary sermon to you, and I would like to take a little bit of time, and I would, everybody have a seat. Okay, thank you. Give me your attention, if you will. I would like, if I could, to brag on Jesus for a little while. Let me say, before I get started on the actual sermon, a little over 7 years ago, Dr. Don Smith contacted me and asked me if I would consider coming to candidate for the pastorate of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I told him that I was not interested in doing so, and he called me again. He said, well, will you come and speak for us at a banquet? And I said, I would be glad to come and speak for you at a banquet. I had no idea that when I came to speak that he was setting me up and trying to convince me once again to consider the candidacy of this church. Well, Dr. Smith talked to me and talked to me and talked to me, and he talked me into candidating. Well, obviously, Dr. Smith and Dr. God, they talked me into candidating for this church. And I want to say this, Brother and Mrs. Smith travel a lot. They were just here this last Wednesday night in our church services, still faithful members to our church. But I want to thank them for all that they did for many, many, many years. 35 years that great man and his wife pastored this church, went through good times and bad times and worked at it and watched people get saved. And I just thank God. Thank God for the heritage. I thank God for the hard work and all the investment that he has put into this church. And I thank him for this also. He'll hear this. He listens to our sermons when he's out of town. I want to thank him for talking me into it. I really do. I thank God that he had the wisdom and the insight. And then he'll hear this again. I want to thank him for sticking with me. I can't tell you how many times a church or a pastor will say, hey, come and pastor us. And then they turn and run off and leave you and let you pay all the bills on your own and cause you trouble. Dr. Smith has not done that. And to those of you that have, you're a part of the original group of people 7 years ago that called me to this church, and those of you that have stayed and helped us, I'm grateful. I am so grateful. Thank you for keeping your word to me. I've tried to keep my word to you. I told you what I was before I came here. I have not changed. I am still that. I do not intend to change. But I thank you. Thank you for sticking with it and hanging in there. I call the sermon 7 Wonderful Years. Here in Psalm 119, verse 164, it tells us that David praised God 7 times a day. David chose the number 7 on purpose, I believe. You see, he, like you and I, had plenty to praise God about. But this is David saying, on purpose, 7 times a day, I take the time to praise God. Dr. Hiles used to say that 7 times a day, he took the time to surrender himself to the Spirit of God. I think that once again, David chose this number 7 on purpose. The number 7 is God's number of completion. The number 7 is God's number of perfection. As you know, there are 7 days in a week. And lo and behold, we celebrate our 7th anniversary, and today is June 7. I thought it was a miraculous thing that God allowed that to happen for us today. Today we as pastor and church celebrate our 7th anniversary together. You know, you see the number 7 used throughout the Bible and God's book. It is very, very plain. It's plain to see. And you see it used often. Stay with me if I could. God ended his great work of creation on the 7th day. The Bible says in Genesis 2:2, and on the 7th day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the 7th day from all his work which he had made. The number 7 again, God chose then to bless in a special way that 7th day. Genesis 2:3 says, and God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Hey, the famous ark built by God found land after the flood on the 7th month. The Bible says in Genesis 8:4, and the ark rested in the 7th month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains. Then Joshua and the battle of Jericho sees God use the number 7, and the number 7's used often. There were 7 priests to bear the ark, 7 trumpets involved. On the 7th march around Jericho, the walls would fall. And they marched around it 7 times. Listen, Joshua 6:4, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And this 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Job had 7 sons, Job 1:2, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. The book of Proverbs tells us that a just man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. It says, Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth lift up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. In other words, the Bible's saying you a just man will fall seven times, but he gets up seven times. So for every fall down, he has a get up, and he uses the number seven for the just man. Elisha tells Naaman the leper to wash in the Jordan seven times to be healed from his leprosy. 2 Kings 5:10, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. The word of God, the Bible says, was purified seven times. Psalm 12:6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's how pure the word of God is, purified seven times. Seven was the original number of deacons. Acts 6:3 says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. In the miracle of the feeding of 4,000 people, the disciples started with seven loaves of bread. Matthew 15:34, and Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fish. Over and over and over again, you see that number seven. The number seven is a number of perfection. It's a number of completion. God used it time and time and time again. In the same miracle, there were seven basketfuls of food left over. They started out with seven loaves of bread. They end up with seven baskets of food left over. It says in Matthew 15:37, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. Hey, the book of Revelation that was penned by John tells us of the seven churches of Asia. It says, John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. John mentions seven golden candlesticks in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 12. He mentions Jesus with seven stars in his hand in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 16. There are seven pastors which John calls angels, and they are mentioned in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 20. When John looked at the throne of God, he saw seven lamps and seven spirits of God. Revelation 4:5 says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. You know, I could go on and on and on about the number seven, and how the number seven is used in the Bible, and how the number of seven is that number of perfection, and God used the number seven over and over and over again. And because of that, this being our seventh anniversary, it's a little extra special just because God said that number seven's a unique and a special number. And I, like David there in Psalm 119, verse 164, where David said, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. I, like David, on our seventh anniversary, on this June 7 of 2009, I would like to praise God about seven things, and I would like to thank God about seven things that he's done for us. Let me tell you what those seven things are. Number one, I'd like to praise God for his word. Number two, I'd like to praise God for the souls that have been saved as a result of the ministry of this church. Number three, I'd like to praise God for the growth of our ministry and what he's done for our ministry here. Number four, I'd like to praise God for his financial blessings on the Great Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Number five, I'd like to praise God today for Martinsburg Christian Academy. Number six, I'd like to praise God for his increase in the weight. He has taken care of our grounds and our buildings and, oh, what God has done on this piece of property. And then number seven, today I'd like to praise God for the great future that I think he has promised us. Listen to me, folks. In a day and in an age when the old-time religion churches seem to be failing, they seem to be going backwards, I want to thank God that there's a church that's not going backwards. There's a church that's going forward. In a day when the old-time religion
religion is not as popular as it used to be. In a day when churches are saying, well, maybe we ought to, you know, cut back a little bit on that for which we stand, and let's see if we can draw a crowd by bringing in some of this new stuff, and let's see if we can figure out a way to keep growing, but not offend. I'm not here to offend. I don't want to offend anybody. But I'm going to tell you something. If the Bible offends, that's God's book. That's God's book. We can't trim our message. We're not supposed to back off. We're to step up for God. But in a day and an age when they come up with every excuse under the sun for saying God's no longer blessing, I'm sorry, God is still blessing. They say you can't get people saved today. That's not true. You can get people saved today. And they say you can't reach the young people of this day. They're too hard. They're too far away from God. You're full of prunes. You can still reach the young people. You can still get people saved. You can still build an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental King James Bible Baptist church. You can. You can. You can do it. And God knows churches across America need somebody to stand up and say to them, let's stop making up excuses and let's start making up some solutions. Let's figure out how to get this done. Hey, we don't have to figure out anything new. We just need to do what they used to do. That's what we need to do. And today, I want to praise God. I want to praise God for 7 blessed years. Those 7 items, let me share some things with you. I want to brag on Jesus for a little while. I want to thank God. Again, if you're a visitor here today, please forgive me. But this church in the last 7 years, we've worked hard. We have worked hard 7 days a week. We've fought the devil. We've done what needed to be done. Stayed up late, got up early, and we've worked and worked and worked. I don't want to praise God today for what He's done in these 7 years. I say, first of all, let me praise God for His Word. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 12, verse number 6, the words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. You know the big deal about reaching many people in a church. You're our whole purpose and your purpose. We're not trying to build a big church. We're trying to help all the people that we can possibly help. It's getting many people saved and getting many to serve Him. It's, hey, and get this, we've got to understand something. We're trying to change as many lives as we possibly can. I think any church that holds back, no church should hold back from getting people saved. No church should hold back from influencing lives. No church should hold back from reaching families and salvaging marriages. We're all supposed to be reaching everybody we can. I see no place in the Bible where the Bible says put any restraint on reaching people. It said we're supposed to go reach the whole world. Paul, but get this. One of the great things about reaching many people is this. Many people get to hear and be influenced by the Word of God. And that's what it's all about. Hey, I think God wants to bless a church that wants people to be influenced by His Word. You realize something, folks? I have preached 1,550 sermons to this church and its ministry since I've been here. 1,550 times, either in this auditorium or in one of the pulpits of this church in this ministry, we have distributed over 100,000 gospel tracts. Getting the word out. They're everywhere. You can't go in any bathroom in Berkeley County and you'll see them. They're there. In the last 7 years, I find this is almost hard to believe. In the last 7 years, we have distributed 110,600 preaching CDs. Preaching of the Word of God. Back when cassette tapes were still popular, and for some of you, they still are, and for some of you, 8-tracks are still popular. But back when we were still using cassette tapes, we distributed 29,600 preaching tapes. That's a total of 140,200 units where we have gotten the Word of God out through the preaching of the Word of God. We have given away over 2,000 Bibles and New Testaments in 7 years. You say, I believe in getting the Word out. I believe in getting the Word of God out. Hey, Brother Ken Davis, who helps to take care of our on Owens Publications, and people can go online and they can listen to our sermons online. This morning, as he and I were talking, over 174,000 people have gone online to listen to the sermons that have been preached in this auditorium.
We have stood without apology or without excuse for the old King James Bible. We've never let drama or a cantata take the place of the preaching of the Word of God. We have believed God's Word to be inspired, preserved, and inerrant, and stood for that. We have had 32 of our young people go off to Bible college to learn more about God's Word. 32 in 7 years. Almost every high school senior said, I want to learn more about the Word of God. That's a good sign. Just say yes, no. There are some churches that won't have one that will go off to Bible college a year. 32. In Sunday school, we have studied every book of the Bible as Sunday school students. We started in the book of Genesis, went all the way through the book of Revelation, and our Sunday school teachers taught it. I taught a 41 Wednesday night series on the doctrines of the Bible. And right now, all of our Sunday school teachers are now teaching that 41 lesson series in Sunday school about the doctrines of the Word of God. And let me start out by saying today, I praise God for the old black book. I praise God for the Word of God. I praise God that we still lift it up and we teach it and we preach it and we live it and we believe in it and we give it away as gifts. The Bible is still God's Word. The Bible still changes lives. The Bible still keeps people out of hell. And we're not going to change that. We believe the primary influence and the primary purpose of the New Testament church is to take that book, teach it to lost people and get them saved, teach it to saved people and get them cleaned up so they can live right. I want to say today, after 7 years at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, I praise God for the Word of God. Secondly, I praise God for souls being saved. Mark chapter 16, verse number 15, the Bible says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice, we're to get out there and get the Word of God told to the lost. This church is a soul-winning church. We believe in a literal hell. We believe in a literal heaven. We have not sugarcoated it. We don't avoid it. I don't try to make hell offensive, but I gotta make you understand something. There's nothing that a human being could say that would make hell bad enough. Hell is worse than the human mind can perceive. Hell is a bad place, and we're not supposed to sugarcoat it. You know this, just every once in a while, I'll cut loose and I'll preach an old hellfire, damnation kind of a sermon. Why? That gets people saved. That's what the Bible says. There are churches everywhere that won't preach on hell anymore. They won't preach on hell. They say, well, you know, that's old-fashioned. Indeed, it is. And it's true. And just because something's old does not make it false. It is true, and it's old and it needs to be used today, but we believe in a literal heaven. We believe that there's a place that those that are born again go and they live forever. No more pain, no more dying. And I want you to know something. I just thank God for the souls that have been saved as a result of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. In the last 7 years, 6,265 people have walked the aisles in these church services receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. 1,725 of them followed the Lord in baptism. Who could forget? Who could forget the day Brother Kenneth was back here baptizing? And as he was baptizing, this gal had a wig on. He did not know. He took her under. When he brought her up, her wig had fallen off. And out of all things, he grabbed it and put it back on her head. Oh, brother. And ma'am, if you're here today, oh, I am so sorry. And then I remember time, Brother Tennis, you get all the bloopers for baptism today. Another time, Brother Tennis was baptizing, and he forgot the sayings. You baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, and Brother Tennis, he ended up his saying, and he said, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Now I just scared new converts from getting baptized this morning. In 4 years of record keeping, hey, I want all of our teenagers and those of you that would have been in our youth department in the last 3 or 4 years, stand up for just a second. All of our teenagers and even those of you that graduated from high school in the last 2 or 3 years, let me tell you something about this group of young people. They're not perfect young people, but I can tell you this. In the last 4 years, they've won 3,000 plus people to Jesus Christ on teenage soul winning. God bless you, young people. I did not say they were out going to rock concerts and doing all sorts of bad, wicked stuff. I said the young people of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church show up on Thursday night and keep people out of hell. They keep people out of hell, and I thank God for that. We started, since I became the pastor, our new Tuesday Ladies Soul Winning program. And what a successful program that is. They go out on Tuesday afternoons and win people to Christ. We started our new Saturday Soul Winning program. And on Saturdays at 9 o'clock, a group of people meet back here in the Persian room, and they go out soul winning. On Thursday nights, our soul winning program has had over 5,000 people saved. The total in our church services, the Thursday night soul winning in the teens alone, this doesn't count everybody. Over almost 15,000 people have been saved. Do you know what they? When I moved here, they told me that the population of Martinsburg was right at 15,000 people. We've seen 15,000 people saved in 7 years with just three of our soul winning programs. And you've seen it happen. You watched it. If you sat in this auditorium, you've watched person after person come down the aisle, someone kneel with them, take a Bible, show them how to be born again. You know, and folks, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm going to tell you, churches everywhere will have church on Sunday morning and have an altar call, and not a person will move. Everybody will sit in their pew. Every once in a while, a child may come forward. I thank God that the altar of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church is still used. I thank God that soul winners come from everywhere. Pull out their Bibles. Tell someone about Jesus. Hey, some of you, do you remember back when churches used to have that? Do you remember back when the church was still all about Jesus and the church was not just a place to go and be entertained and to soothe your conscience, but you were trying to make a difference? I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. I want to reach the people of Berkeley County. I want to reach the people of West Virginia and Virginia and Maryland. I want to reach the people. We're close enough to New York. Let's go get them. Well, I'll tell you something. What's wrong with churches today? I just want to thank God for the people that we've seen saved. I want to thank God for the people that God has touched and people that will not die and go to hell because they received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I thank God for what God's done in our missions program. You look up here at this board right there. There's a number on the board, but I added the concluding number of last year and the money that's come in for our Faith Promise program, total in the history of the Faith Promise program, $2,057,375 has come in for the reaching of the lost through our Faith Promise program. Now, in 7 years of this, we've brought in $930,974.63 to try to keep people out of hell. We have taken on 41 new missionaries. We've helped to start 9 churches. We hired Dr. Heidenreich to help with our missions board and our missions program. We started our own missions board, and I'm excited about it. Boy, we've got missionaries sitting right here in this room preparing for their future, getting ready to go out and around the world to keep people out of hell. Oh, and who could forget? Boy, you talk about people getting saved. Y'all remember when we had Dr. Carl Hatch in to preach for us one Sunday? Boy, he stood up here and preached about how he'd been a drunk and how he'd been just a mean old cuss. And then you remember how he began to weep when he talked about Jesus saving his soul and God turning him around, then God calling you to preach. Boy, invitation time came. 104 people walked the aisles of this church. They came from everywhere, coming down here, getting on their knees. We had people everywhere getting born again. I'm glad that still happens. And some of you can thank God that you have your children in a church where God is still saving people. When a church stops seeing people get saved, something's wrong somewhere. We're out of focus. We're not thinking right. We're not doing right. Something's not going right. I'm for every program that you develop under the sun. I'm glad to have a lot of things going on. But I'll tell you, the most important program in the New Testament church is keeping people out of hell. I remember one Sunday morning, not long ago, we had our Do It for Jesus program, and we had 108 people that walked the aisle in this service trusting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Yesterday, we had a wedding, or a funeral, whichever you call it. Yesterday, we had a wedding, and the bride and groom had said to me, "Preacher, the people we love most are going to be there, and if you would, please, right at the end of the wedding, would you give the gospel?"
Now, I'll tell you what, most churches wouldn't allow it, wouldn't even think of it. Those young people said to me, "Preacher, tell them about Jesus. See if you can get some family members saved while they're here at church for our wedding." And so I did. The bride and groom had slipped out for a moment. I still had the crowd in the auditorium, and I told them about Jesus. I told them that everyone's a sinner and that there's a penalty for sin, but Jesus paid that penalty with His death, His burial, and resurrection. And if you turn to Christ, ask Him to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart and save you, that Jesus would save you. Five people prayed and asked Jesus Christ, come into their heart and save them. That happened at a wedding! We ought to be keeping people out of hell. 7 days a week, people are getting saved around the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. They get saved on Sunday mornings. They get saved on Sunday nights. They get saved on Wednesday nights. They get saved at our funerals. They get saved at our weddings. They get saved on our playground. People from everywhere come to play on our playground. Well, let them come on, because the minute they get out there, boy, we got some soul winners. They're just like hound dogs. They're on it, brother. They're out there. You come and play on our playground, you're probably going to have to get saved, because somebody's going to tell you about Jesus. But let me tell you, if you ever see anybody out there and you don't know who they are, go get them saved. Go get them saved. I say this, I praise God for the Word of God. I praise God for the souls that God has allowed this church to influence through these years. And let me say thirdly, I praise God for the growth in our people and the growth of our ministry. Luke chapter 14, verse number 23, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be filled." I want you to notice here, the recommendation is that we fill it up. That we fill it up. I do not for one moment think that God wants empty churches. I think God wants full churches. You will not convince me that God wants empty churches. God wants full churches. God wants full bus routes. And God wants full Sunday school classes. And God wants full churches. And so that means God wants full parking lots. And I know, we've got a full parking lot, and sometimes it's hard to find a place to park. But we'll get that cared for. But God wants us to grow and go forward. And I just praise God for what He's done here in the last 7 years. I think God's expectation is we reach everybody that we can. In these 7 years, some things that we have started in growing our ministry and growing our people. We started our college and career ministry. I thank God for our college age students now. Every Thursday night, they climb in a van out here and they go out soul winning. That's not common for most people that are at the college age. They're out partying. Our college age Sunday school class are going out telling others about Jesus Christ. We started our annual couples retreat. Why? To grow strong families and to grow strong marriages. Listen to these numbers. These are almost awesome to me. In 7 years, in Sunday school, what we did is we took the 7 years and we added up how many people were in Sunday school every week for 52 weeks in a year, and then multiplied it all out. In 7 years, 254,661 people came to Sunday school to learn the Bible. 273,262 people attended the Sunday morning church service to hear the Bible preached. 152,614 attended our Sunday night church service to hear the Bible preached. 132,571 attended our Wednesday night Bible studies to hear the Bible preached. With those four services alone, 813,108 people have heard the Word of God preached. And if you added some of the other chapel service and the people that came online to hear it, over 1 million people have been influenced by the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church in 7 years with the Word of God, the preaching, and the power of God. No, I realize we've got our critics, but I'm going to tell you something. The devil will do anything to destroy a church like this. Yes, he will. He'll do anything. But let me say, God has blessed our bus ministry. We have a bus ministry. Its purpose is in reaching the poor. We now have 121 bus workers that go out and visit people and bring boys and girls to Sunday school and to church that could not normally come. 15 different bus routes. We have purchased and painted and paid off in full 17 buses. We started our weekly captains meeting. We had 127,000 plus people that have ridden to church on our buses free of charge in the last 7 years.
We have 19 men that are qualified CDL drivers, and they help keep our children safe and drive our buses. We put a little attendance board out here in the hallway where the bus captains and workers could get credit for their hard work. We have a 5-man team that takes care of the maintenance on our buses. Right now, in our church, we have the Spanish department. We started our Spanish ministry and services just 3 or 4 years ago. Thank God for it. We now have 49 people who are on our grounds crew helping to keep this piece of property groomed and clean. We've had over 6,200 ladies attend our East Coast Ladies Conference. 3 years ago, we started the Old Paths Conference, and it is growing and going forward. Ladies, get this. You know, 1,627 ladies have gone to our mother-daughter banquets and been blessed in those times. Our music ministry has been blessed, and there's been an awful lot of hard work put in by this choir. I should have stopped and figured up the number of man hours that goes in to all those specials and all that good music. We have organized 14,000 pieces of music into our database. We expanded our choir loft. We expanded Brother Nash. Y'all remember the time that he split his britches? And you know what he did? He tried to staple them shut and go on with the service. The choir seen a part of him the rest of you have never seen. You remember that morning? Oh yeah, I'm sure you do, and I reminded everybody of it today. We have added 5 pianos. We have totally rebuilt our PA booth with high-tech video DVD digital technology. We have 4 new children's choirs and a new teen choir and added 20 voices to the adult choir. We've added 22 new singing groups. Then who can forget our famous Redneck 12 Days of Christmas with our own powerful soloist, Brother Marvin Renison. Oh, God's blessed us. God has blessed us. I've shot 19 deer. Makes me want to speak in tongues. I'm going to do it. Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki. Bambi's dead. And I just happened to weigh about 25 pounds more than when I got here. We added our summer boys Baptist baseball league. The field, the dugouts, the scoreboard, the fence, the new concession stand, 11 coaches, 15 umpires, nearly 100 players, 3 leagues. We paid for it all. No, we didn't get money that was given to us by the government or anything. God's given it to us. God's given it to us. Boy, our Sunday school ministry has been blessed. Folks, I don't know if you realize it, we now have 72 different Sunday school classes, 144 teachers and assistant teachers. We have 22 adult classes. We just started a brand new class just a couple of months ago. Brother Gary Martin's new adult Sunday school class, last week they broke a record, had 18 in their class already. I think the class is only 6 or 7 weeks old. 18 in his class already. We started a Wednesday night teachers meeting where for 30 minutes every Wednesday night we teach about what works and what does not work in Sunday school, and we have a tremendous meeting. If each one of our classes, get this folks, if each one of our 72 Sunday school classes have 4 activities for their class a year, this church for Sunday school alone having 288 activities for the children and adults a year to help them to have something good to do with their time. We produce our own lessons. Boy, I tell you what, Mrs. Costa and Mrs. MacArthur could tell you, a lot of hard work goes into producing 144 sets of lessons and all the typing and the proofreading and all the work that goes into it. We now have 20 ushers. These are these sharp-looking men in the green jackets. 20 ushers to usher this great big auditorium. We have 8 parking lot attendants trying to make it convenient for you in your parking. 21 greeters and hosts throughout this property. We have started 4 new nurseries. And in those 4 new nurseries, we have manned them. We've developed a fantastic handbook and a brochure. We've got the new Dunamis Club that we use on Thursday nights for soul-winning parents so their children can have something good to do with their time rather than just setting. We have our Tuesday soul-winning nursery. We've got a Saturday bus ministry nursery. 143 women it takes to run the nurseries of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I was thinking this morning, my wife and I, every single Sunday morning of the year, We have a little routine. She goes and we purchase a bouquet of flowers. Mrs. Owens looks for ladies in the church, and if you've ever been bypassed, never her intent, but she'll every Sunday morning she gives a bouquet of flowers away to somebody because she said, I want them to start their day to know that I've been praying for them and that I love them. Ladies, if you've ever received a bouquet of flowers from Mrs. Owens, would you stand up for a second? Any lady here that's ever received a bouquet of flowers from Mrs. Owens, we need to get a photo so we figure out who we owe flowers to. You can have a seat there. Thank you very much. And let me say this. We figured it up. And Mrs. Owens has given away. Let me find it here. Mrs. Owens has given away. And I've got it written right down here. 434 bouquets of flowers in 7 years. You spent that much money? 5, 6 at Walmart at $5 each. 434. Stop it. I don't care if she has a good start to her day or not. We added a ministry we call the Shenandoah Hospitality Ministry, something that Mrs. Jones handles for us. And that's where we try to watch for visitors that come to our church and give them a little homemade gift or a little treat to say that we're glad that you came. We not only did, we also started our soul winning monthly training course on the first and the second Sunday night of the month. We started a new converts class on Wednesday night that Brother Williamson teaches for the first 4 Wednesday nights of every month. We started the men's ministry and men's activity, which you men, you know exactly what that means. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We now have a custodial crew of over 30 workers. We have a maintenance crew of over 39 men that help with the maintenance. We started the prayer breakfast for our men. We started our special needs Sunday school class for our men and for the children. We started the King's Kids Ministry for Sunday night. We started our Super Bowl party. That's where we wanted our men to be able to watch the Super Bowl, but we have all the commercials and the filth taken out of it, and our men get together and have a good, wholesome night where they get to eat a bunch of hot chicken wings and watch men beat on each other over a ball and have a good time. We have our fall candy harvest that we started just this last year that's going to be a traditional thing where the kids at Halloween time can get candy from us here at the church and feel like they've not been shortchanged. We have produced 84 issues of the Shenandoah Servant. That's our church newspaper. And we send out somewhere around 600 plus of those every month. Brother English, do you realize that you have sent out 44,000 of those things? He and his wife take care of virtually all of it. 44,000. You say, well, Brother Owens, what about all the negatives? All you're giving us are the positives. We'll let you and the devil and our church enemies come up with their list. I'm giving God's list right now. I praise God for the financial blessing of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 30, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to, because I really think that God deserves the honor and the credit. The tithes and offerings given to this church in the last 7 years is $9,121,937. $9,121,937. That doesn't count those of you that have stolen the tithe and didn't give it. Faith promise, I told you earlier, over $2 million. And folks, so you know, we paid all of our bills on time. I want you to stop and realize something. I can't charge people to come to church. Would to God I could. People don't like it. They steal God's tithe and withhold it. By the way, that's a sin and God will judge you for it. But I can't charge people. We can't sell tickets. Somebody said to me earlier, preacher, I'd like to buy a parking spot of my very own. I'm thinking about it. Folks, do you realize I'm telling you. Most churches you go to, they are constantly saying, we're totally out of money, we have no money, we can't pay for anything, we cannot go forward. Do you have any idea what God's been doing around here? Do you have any idea? God has been good to us.
We purchased this little white house down here where we have our Spanish church and Sunday schools. We purchased the house and the land. We purchased two mobile units that we put down by the bus garage, paid cash for them, paid for those units so we would have plenty of office space for all of our people and all of our offices. We purchased the five mobile units out here that you remember when I came to you? Well, actually, you all just kept saying, we ought to just buy those, preacher. Let's just buy those. I thought, do you want to raise $125,000 cash in this type of an economy in 2 weeks? $125,000 cash to go out and buy those things. God's been good to us. God's been good to us. Got a brand new van setting out here for Martinsburg Christian Academy. Got a brand new chairlift that we just installed. Got a brand new courtesy bus that, as soon as we get all the things done to it, we'll be running. Some of you know we've got a brand new Kubota mower and a brand new Kubota tractor. We've got a pickup truck that the church now owns to use around the property. We bought a 400-seat tent. You'll see it at our upcoming picnic. We fed well over 1,000 hungry people. We have a brand new phone system here at the church. We've got security cameras and a security system. It's all brand new, state-of-the-art. We have purchased and upgraded our computer system. We use 54 computers on this property at some time during the week. We have all new pews and chandeliers and carpet. And I know, you look at the carpet and you say, well, some of it doesn't look new. I know, it gags me, it gags you. We'll figure that out before long. Get this. People want to come here and die. Some of you say, well, I am right now. Let's go home and eat. Well, you got to hang on for a little while longer. 122 burial places in Maranatha Gardens, our cemetery and our mausoleum, have people purchased in the last 7 years. Because they say, I love this place and this is where I want to rest in those final years before Jesus comes to get us all back. I've not come to you and begged you for money. I've not come to you with doom and gloom. And just so you know, it takes an awful lot of money to keep everything going. I wish you knew what it costs just the insurance on everything that we do around here. But you do not have me coming to you every service saying, gotta have money, gotta have money. Now we're gonna take a special offering at the end of service today. Because I need two new pianos and I can't figure out where to get the money. Now, listen, let me say number five. I praise God for Martinsburg Christian Academy. We have started at Martinsburg Christian Academy a boys' elementary basketball league. They have played 104 basketball games and we have five teams. We've had 227 varsity and junior varsity basketball games played. We started a girls' elementary cheerleading squad. We have five squads that Mrs. MacArthur oversees, 29 squads of cheerleaders in 7 years. 82 girls volleyball games. We started our annual science fair and we started our annual history fair. We started our indoor soccer league in 31 different games. We have hosted 21 parent teacher nights with excellent plays and decorations. We've had 504 chapel services, 88,200 lunches served, 18,900 Bible classes taught, 54,440 classes taught, 254 field trips, 70 spirit days, 44 high school graduates, 103,200 donuts sold when we had a donut sale. You do that better than anything. You're good with donuts. We had candy sale for our school, 143,800 candy bars, 1,120 bulletin boards. I know you want more, and I'm trying to give you more, and I'm trying to do all that I can, but let me tell you something. We have had our hands full in 7 years. There's some that think they know how to do it better. I had somebody leave our church and tell me, they said, I think you ought to resign. You don't know what you're doing. I would agree. I do not know what I'm doing. But since I don't know what I'm doing, as soon as I learn how, maybe we can get this thing going somewhere along here. Our recent 2009 test scores from Stanford testing for Martinsburg Christian Academy. Our school came in the top 20% of schools in the nation. Our 10th and 11th grade and their academic scores were in the top 4.5% nationally. Our school as a whole earned an average of a B, and the only reason it wasn't higher than that is sometimes you have students transfer in that have very low academics, and that is calculated in. When you don't have a school that is massive of 600 or 800, boy, 5 or 6 students can pull percentages down in certain grades. I want you to know we scored low in some of our Stanford testing. We virtually flunked their sex education part. And I want to flunk. We're not going to teach our little boys and girls to go out and have sex. There's some things that we teach them, and it's a little bit different around here. And that's just the way it's going to be. We added our cheerleading camp. We have a cheerleading camp for high school and the elementary. This year we're having a math camp. Woohoo! I know you kids will be excited about that. August 3, 4, and 5, we're going to have a math camp. We'll let you learn math. Maybe we'll give you some balloons and a crayon or something just so you can have fun with it. We updated our school library and totally computerized it. We added 8 new computers to the computer lab. We bought all new tables for the lunchroom. We started our annual senior trip for our graduating class, and they have a blast. We take them and spend thousands of dollars. We have our new high school pep club. We added a pencil box, which is a school, a little store where they can buy school supplies. We bought all new basketball uniforms and all new cheerleading uniforms. I praise God for our school. I praise God for the work and the diligence that's been put into it. Let me say number 6, I praise God for His increased blessing on our building and grounds. The Bible says that God blesseth the habitation of the just, and I believe God has blessed our buildings and our grounds. Many things around here, and you know this, they've been repaired and painted and added to. Too much to list. We tore down. If you all remember, we started tearing down walls in this auditorium so that we could accommodate the crowd. One wall at a time. Now you say, what in the world are we going to do? Look at how this. And so you know, we have recently taken a whole bunch of people out of the auditorium to give you more elbow room. When we started the new children's churches, we recruited 40, 60 extra workers so that we had more seats in here to accommodate everybody. Look at this place. We got a full house, and it's vacation time in summer. And we have right now, we've got 6 nurseries that are being manned. We've got 6 children's churches and a Spanish church. We're trying to make it so we keep room in the auditorium. But God has blessed us. We hooked up to the city sewer. Did we want to? No. But they let us, and so we did. We built our retaining pond. We built 4 new parking lots. We added a total of 7 mobile units and offices and classroom space. We added a beautiful new playground, moved our old playground equipment. We have a new addition out there if you've not seen it. We have built a pulpit and a set of pews for the kids to play so they can play church while they're playing with the swings. We had our gym floor refinished and repaired. We put a new roof on the church. We put a new roof on the gym and a school building. We built our new nearly 25,000 square foot Sunday school building. We tiled all the floors and all the school buildings. We repainted the walls over there 5 different times trying to keep it fresh and updated. We remodeled the rooms above the locker rooms. We added classrooms on the 3rd level of this building. We have all new songs. Books, a new, I don't know, Brother Young, what do you think that sign down there by 81 cost us? $13,000 to put a new sign down at 81. We remodeled and put in the new school office over here. We have new color-capable copy machines. We bought all new marble faces for the mausoleum. The grounds and the landscaping is just gorgeous. And what a lot of hard work has gone into that. We've developed reserved parking for our senior citizens. We built 78 pulpits that are used around this building to help people learn the Word of God. We purchased over 600 new white chairs and white tables. We painted the gym and the school buildings. We put many, many new crypts in the ground out here for those of you that want to die here. We're getting you a place ready in the ground. We added the mobile unit decking and the landscaping, installed and purchased a computer network for Martinsburg Christian Academy. We installed a new fire hydrant, for which we're grateful to the city. We added our Bible Mart, the Don Smith Memorabilia Room, all new lockers in Martinsburg Christian Academy. We built 4 new restrooms on the 2nd level of our church. I think God's been doing something. I think that something's been happening around here. I think God has been blessing the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. And let me say this, and I'm done. I want to praise God because I think we have a wonderful future. I think we have a wonderful future. I think God's hand is upon our church. I just constantly pray and I say, God, please don't withdraw your hand of blessing from our church. Protect us, God. We're starting something in Martinsburg Christian Academy. We're going to start a series of girls, elementary from the 3rd through 6th grade. We're going to have some girls volleyball. We're going to have girls volleyball for the girls 3rd through 6th grade this year, just like we have our cheerleading squads. They are going to have fun.
We are going to start offering some Bible college classes in the fall. I've decided it's time for us to go ahead and do this. And so we're going to start offering some Bible college classes. We got all sorts of people that want to be trained. People want to go somewhere where they can be trained on how to do it if the church is doing it. And so we're going to do some training. Maybe even by this time next year, we might have us a little youth conference and let some other churches come and be a part of it. I know this. I would like to start another men's Sunday school class. Brother Young and his class have done a fabulous job. I think we've got all 4 or 5 adult ladies Sunday school classes. I think if we can, we're going to start another men's adult Sunday school class. We, on July 25 this year, we're going to take 7 busloads of people down to Washington, D.C. and go soul winning all day. I would like to see that become an annual event where we go down to the nation's capital and make a difference. We're going to add a church bookstore. I don't know how quick we can get it done, but we want to have a Christian bookstore right here at our church, something that would be open before and after the services. And by the way, the kind of bookstore that has the right kind of Bible and the kind of bookstore that has the right kind of materials in it, the right kind of music. We're going to add a women's missionary society so our ladies can get involved to better serve our missionaries and meet their needs. We're going to divide Martinsburg Christian Academy. I would like to see us have a principal for the grade school and a principal for the high school. There'll be some leadership that will change there, and that is forthcoming. As soon as I figure out exactly how to do it, it's going to happen. We're going to start construction on the new building over here in the basement. Why? Because we had emptied the Sunday school classes that were meeting in our gymnasium into the new building, but now we have Sunday school classes that are meeting in the gym again, so we have to have some place for them to meet, so I want to start that construction. Some of you may have gone, oh no, here we go again. I want to add more special music groups, and Brother Nash and I have been talking about this. We're getting ready to do something with our special music ministry. I'll tell you one that I'm excited about, and I've wanted this for a long time, and I think we can do it. Mrs. Mongan and Brother Mill Irons and the Hearts, I would like to have a special needs group or ensemble from our special needs adults. I think they need music, and I would like to get a group started where they will sing and they'll practice together. I want to make available more training on musical instruments. We were just talking about this recently. We're hoping to get within our church a system where you can learn the stringed instruments and the brass instruments and the woodwinds. We're going to give you training like that, and especially we're concerned about our kids. If God will allow it, I believe that we have enough people in our school now that we can have an outdoor soccer league for our boys coming in the fall. You church folks, we've got some church folks that are going to start producing some music CDs. I think Brother Nash and the Nash Renner Quartet are going to have a professionally made CD. I know the girls' ensemble, the girls' ensemble that is the a cappella ensemble, they're going to make a new CD. Boy, if I could only tell you everything I've got planned for your money. Like David, he said, seven times a day do I praise God because of His righteous judgment. I just want to say, I believe God's hand has been on the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church in the last 7 years. Your brain probably shut down a long time ago trying to figure out everything that was happening. I didn't read half the list. Not half the list. God's been good to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Let me say this. If you're here today and you're a guest and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to the Savior. If you're not born again, you need to get born again. We can take a Bible and very, very simply show you how to be born again. We're going to have what we call an altar call. In a moment, we're all going to bow our heads and close our eyes. In a moment, the choir is going to sing. In a little while, we'll stand. The men that are on this platform will step off the platform. They'll go down and stand down front at the end of each aisle. If you're not saved, in a second, you ought to leave your seat. Walk up to one of these men and say, I want to be born again. We have trained soul winners all over this building that will show you how to be born again. If you're a member of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, in a day and an age, churches are going backwards, throwing in the towel, don't believe the old-time way anymore, can't grow, going nowhere, you ought to take a moment and say, thank God for what we have been a part of. Thank God. Maybe you need this altar. Maybe you're away from God and you need to come back to God today. You may use this altar. If you just have a burden or a heartache, and maybe you need to come. And let me promise you this. If you came this morning with a burden or heartache and you do not feel like I have met your need, be encouraged by the fact that God's hand is upon a church, and I promise you, if you'll come back, we will bear your burden. We will help you. We're going to have an altar call. If you need the altar, I'll invite you to come. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed.